Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cold and flu season is around the corner, and people with conditions like heart disease, asthma, and cancer are especially at risk. Use the thermometer that you and your family can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 70 clinical studies, and it's the leading thermometer used in hospitals.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Welcome inside the TD Garden, everyone, where the Celts and Pistons are about to go at it.
What did he do?
I'm getting tired of you joining referees. That's ridiculous.
What did Tice do?
This is absolutely brutal.
Celtics with back-to-back games as they head for the All-Star break.
Big news around these parts here, bottom of the hour at 8:30.
I will sign my name X with some hair on it.
Yes, I did. I signed my deal last week after the Super Bowl. Congratulations to me.
Please move on to Kyrie.
Broadcaster participating this season will include Sean McDonough is part of the broadcast
team. There was my wow.
Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs.
Mario Empebra.
Say it again, Patio.
I saying that right? But I hope I am. Chris Curtis shaking his head.
Urge to kill rising.
And I wrote root for Michael Impiba.
Michael Imperioli.
I can't. I
just read it.
Pronacia. I think I'm saying that right.
Right now.
Michael Impiba.
Here we go. 16th time's a charm.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I hate to get involved in the affairs here at the station, but I'm going to stick my big fat face into
it. Go ahead. Why not? You do everything else.
Did you say fat face?
Fat face.
Yeah, at least he said that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm honest. If anything, I'm honest.
Yeah,
okay. So if you're going to make
not a liar?
If you're going to make a big, major announcement, shouldn't you sit your talent down and say, okay, you're about to make this big, major announcement.
Yeah.
Here's a script.
Yes.
You get one. You get one. You get one. Here is the pronunciation of the names. Let's read the announcement like it's a big freaking announcement. Okay? Let's get it right. Let's have a meeting. Let's do it. If it's so freaking big, why can't we get it right?
You hate that because you're such a.
You wanted it, huh?
I heard this morning
it
was a big huge announcement, and
you
I'm sitting there going, I've got to listen to this big huge announcement. It gets to 8:30 and they're stepping over each other, and much like
Buck did a great job with that.
I thought you got your name right.
No,
get your name right.
Ebra?
Who?
Impemba.
Did Finn have that one?
Michael Impiba.
He did. That's one guy.
Suppose he called you Merlono. Suppose he read it. Lou Merlono.
It was
be
so
one of the
weird
guys.
Because I came up in like 98 and I could have swore that like Joe was still doing the games. But when I heard he's coming into his 17th year,
seemed like he'd been around. Maybe Brady's been here longer for
you,
Joe.
And I was like, wow. I could have sworn he was before Tom Brady, but I guess I was wrong.
Read the announcement, get around. Well, congratulations.
To
congratulations.
To Lou?
To Chad Finn.
Everybody.
He got it right. Lou Merlone is part of the broadcast, even though he's a phony, and the Red Sox want nothing to do with him. They're increasing his workload, and he will be
on
the broadcast.
That's
good.
All right.
By the way, I'll give you another.
I am excited. It's a good list.
I'll stick my big fat face in it again. The announcement would have been better served if we announced the people who were not going to be doing Red Sox games.
What do you mean?
There's a zillion people here, though. How does everybody work out a schedule?
Well, I would
travel involved. How do we do this?
When you look at this, I mean, it's going to be...
There's a lot of moving parts.
Here's the issue.
When you think about it, it's like, who's up today?
And I tell you, it's going to be tough on Joe. I mean, I know Obi the last few years have had different guys in their left and right, and it's not going to be easy for him because it's a bunch of different guys, but... Mario Impemba and Josh Lewin are doing a lot of them. You know, they're doing bulks of them. You know, I know Sean's going to do 30 or so, same number. I'm going to do that. But for me, it's going to be a few two-mans, a lot of three-man booths. But last year, I did about 10. This year, I'm going to do about 30.
And
phony?
You know what that means for us?
Phony who prominent people
It means we have to tag along with this guy.
No, not all
we
got
to tag along. Every show is going to be from Fenway.
It'll be Wednesdays.
Fine, I guess.
Wednesdays, he'll be doing it.
Wednesdays.
And we'll have to go over to Fenway on Wednesdays.
Here we go.
Carrying your ass again.
Obi, national games.
Yes.
I know TC would do a couple here and there, and same with Dale, and it'll be good.
Why can't Glenn do any games?
They didn't ask me. I mean, nobody asked me.
You mean like? You didn't
I feel really bad that nobody asked me since they've got honestly 62 people on this list.
I mean,
so let me ask the question to you, Luke.
What's the difference between basketball and
You've been in on these meetings, and I have been in these meetings.
Yeah.
What inning does Sean McDonough take Danny from Quincy phone calls? Is that inning five? Inning six?
Is that the radio show broadcast?
Yes. When's that going to happen?
Format and take calls.
When's that happen?
That's not going to happen.
Do we know?
That's not going to happen.
No. I couldn't find that.
That's not going to happen. Couldn't find it's him. It's sort of like this thing came out, and I was just like, okay, now this is what we're doing. You know, and it's not what was reported the day before. I knew what was going on. I knew this was ready to come out. So when I read something on the Globe owned by the Red Sox, I just thought that, you know, when I see fills out its lineup and this is what they're going to do, I just expected to read, you know, Josh Lewin and, you know, Mario were going to do most of the games. McDonough's going to do about 30. I'm going to do about 30. Obi's going to do some national games. TC, Dale's going to be in the booth. Berman is going to be there for a few. And I didn't read that in yesterday, that's why I just sent out a tweet. It's frustrating.
You know what?
Because I would think if you're going to be the Globe and you're going to write about it, you would have this information.
I actually knew the Berman thing before you guys knew the Berman thing.
Did you? I was way ahead of this.
How did you know the Berman thing? Because I'm tied into the Berman clan.
Yeah, the Boomer clan.
I am. And if you weren't there, I was at his table for a long period of time. Over at the Super Bowl, swapping a lot
this
of great
year?
Stories. No, it was like 2 weeks ago.
So two weeks ago, he told you this?
Well, I can't tell you exactly what he said, but all I know is that I was there when it was born.
Well,
oh, please.
I think it was in the works before 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't, Lou.
I'm pretty sure.
No. Prominent people have told me that this is what it's all about.
You're a phony.
So I know you defy prominent people how you want to define them.
I don't know Josh that well or Mario that well. I know Sean. I'm going to be doing some games with McDonough, which will be great. And you know, hopefully with Obi. I don't know the national schedule. I know Boomer. I think I got one of his. So I think it'll be fun.
So I read up about some of these guys this morning because I had heard good things about this Mario Impemba, or is it Impamba?
I don't know. Ask Mutt.
Whatever. Right. Mutt had a guard. Maybe he's got the pronunciation correct.
Impemba,
right. So I read about this guy.
Mario Impebra.
And I know why they brought this guy in. I mean, they're not trying to create a talk show in these broadcasts. They're trying to find some action. They want some action. This guy got into a fight with his other play-by-play guy this past season in Detroit. So what they're doing is that's why they brought nine of these guys in, because Impemba is going to take seven or eight of them out.
I was doing some research also. So I heard I had Ryan grab some Impemba. Go ahead.
So Pomeranz with an average over seven.
No, why are you doing that?
No, that's not him.
Why are you doing that?
That's not him.
Who are you doing that?
Go again. I like this guy.
So far, Solaire's just spit on both.
How about that dude?
You owe me 100.
One and two to Escobar.
Rather owe it than
that. What is wrong with that? We're going to add everybody. Might as well just throw him in there also.
So this guy's going to fit right in, this Impemba, because there's a lot of violence around these parts here in the station.
I understand the working relationship wasn't well. They didn't like each other too much. I mean, you know, can you imagine if like Christian and Kirk did a show together? Eventually, it would come to a head, right? And he'd pin him up against the wall like he did.
Death.
So you know, sometimes guys just don't get along.
I heard Tomasi reading, just doing the Cliff Notes version of what happened with them, and it ended with arm bar throat. It had something to do with they were fighting over a chair. One guy had a bad back. The other guy got the chair. Then the other guy didn't like the back.
See, that's radio.
I got the good chair.
They just didn't like each other.
I'm like, is that really what it came to? Yeah, I mean.
They work together. They don't like each other.
Did the work suffer?
I don't know if I have the stomach for this show
day after
day.
I don't know if it did or not. I don't listen to Detroit radio.
I think it would be good if
that would be the Detroit Free Press,
yes,
Lou.
Yes. You don't think it would be good if in the
that one's easy.
If in the seventh inning,
a little bit to Detroit radio this morning.
seventh inning, you got a slow game.
Said that out loud.
You got a slow game.
He knows how to find it on the dial.
No, you know how you find it.
Oh, stop it! Alexa doesn't listen.
Alexa does everything.
I can't
everything. I don't even know. Is Mario Paisan Impemba?
Oh, stop it! And stop going after.
ethnic on us with this ethnic crap.
And here we go. Oh,
he's trying to like, yeah, we can stick together. You know, I know a few people.
Trust me.
As Italian as Italian could be.
Trust me. The other guy he was working with was Italian, too.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was.
He and Joe in the seventh inning in a dull game. Hey, Joe, you want to have a little fist fight? Hang.
Did Joe never, ever, did he ever disagree on anything? Did they ever disagree on anything?
Joe and Tim?
Yeah.
No, but Tim would read stuff out of the media guide. Who? How are you going
to? Joe.
Where's there an argument there?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, you read the wrong page. Where's there an argument?
I want a fight to break out.
I do, too.
I mean,
you got the right guy.
We don't have to, like, Mario's throw stuff at each other.
Mario's the guy.
I mean, you think?
Mario and Luigi going at each other in the booth.
Joe and Mario are not going to have that.
I like this guy already.
Oh, it's a good bet. I think it's going to be good. I think people will enjoy it.
So are we going to know?
Let me just ask this. Can we do the report card? How did Chad Finn do yesterday? Because you were pretty vocal yesterday.
People think he was right on.
Chad Finn's a liar.
Because you were vocal yesterday that he was way off, and you obviously had inside information, right? Let me read what he got right, apparently. This is a neutral source that's done this. We've outsourced
neutral
it.
Neutral source?
Yeah, we outsourced it to the Sports Hub. They gave us the complete...
Because they got all the inside stuff. Talk about a marriage made in heaven.
Chad got the story right.
What's the big deal, guys?
Way to get him, Scoop.
You couldn't find one good guy.
Here's the thing. The initial tweet was simple. That, listen, when I read this, his report, my feeling was that he didn't talk to anybody that knew, because when he saw this next report, the real one,
right?
It was a lot more people involved. There was more detail to it. You know, Sean McDonald wasn't doing a game or two. He was actually probably can do about 30.
He's a major player here.
And I just, all I said was, the guy should have talked to somebody who knew what he was doing here.
Yeah.
So he fires on another tweet about me personally, and then I don't like the guy.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been kind to us. I would say that.
Why would I like him?
No, forget about being kind. He hasn't been fair.
I don't think he's very accurate. He thinks he was. He thinks he was right.
He was not accurate with us yesterday. Well, it depends what the standards are at the Globe. They've changed, you know, over the years. They have different standards over there. I wonder how the Red Sox...
The standards of being correct over there are a little bit different than most.
Yeah, I would say so. And a little bit different than what they were years ago with the Globe.
So
here you go. Here's what he got right in general.
Are we starting with what he got right?
Yeah, a platoon-style broadcast schedule. I would say that's correct. Nine different guys or whatever.
Nailed it.
Mario Impemba. What did Mutt call him?
Empembria.
Empembria.
Whatever.
Okay, he is absolutely part of the broadcast.
Yeah.
And Nora... Pronacia. I think I'm saying that right.
No, you're not. And number three, Chad Finn got right that Lou Merlone, even though he's a phony.
Even though
people did not want him on the broadcast.
How would Mark James turn that into a funny name?
Yeah, Chad Finn did claim that Lou Merlone was going to be part of the broadcast.
I think he had TC, too, in there. Call a game once in a while. Tom Karen.
Joe Maloney.
Whatever. So here's what apparently he got wrong.
I said yesterday there's some accurate things in it. I just said that there's no correct a lot of details.
You did.
They're wrong because, I mean... I read the EEI release. Where's Will Fleming's name?
That would be wrong.
No, he's not in. Okay. How about Rob Bradford?
Nope.
No, the three-man analyst, but the three-man booth are Rob Bradford, me, and Sean McAdam.
Has anybody told Bradford yet?
Ugh.
Has anybody tipped Bradford? Because in the old days, they used to have Kirk sit him down.
Yeah.
Put his arm around him.
Where's Obi?
Holy mackerel.
Obi was not on the list yesterday. Dale was not on the list yesterday.
How about Berman?
Berman was not on the list, but I did read a tweet. That apparently Chad is claiming that he did have that, but he didn't lock it down. Apparently he didn't lock anything down yesterday.
Josh Lewin. Where was he?
Josh Lewin was not on the list.
He and Mario are doing the bulk, so why wouldn't you include the guy that's... If you talk to somebody over here...
Is Chad
They would have told you that Josh and Mario are going to do most of them, or a lot of them.
Yeah.
And it was no mention of Josh. Yeah.
Actually, he said
who's the other
he had heard
Red
the
Sox
Berman
player.
Thing, but he didn't mention it because it wasn't confirmed. And there's the other one. There was going to be another player like Sox you, player. Ex-player.
Who's that?
There's no player.
I just read the release. Who's that?
Johnny Damon.
And he also made a brilliant catch.
So I guess, listen, Rick people...
All right, so three right.
People think he nailed it. That's fine. That's good.
Three right, 10 wrong.
So he wasn't basically right.
That's Jackie Bradley. That's Jackie Bradley Jr. in June.
You go back to my original tweet. That's all I said. I just said you should. Obviously, you didn't talk to someone who's making the decisions because it's not really accurate. And when I expect to pick up the Globe and read about EI fills out its lineup and they're about to finalize their roster of broadcasters, here we go. Let me tell you who they are. I don't think it was very accurate. And that's when he comes back, calls, says I'm a phony and prominent people don't want me in the booth and. you know, that's when it just he just took off in a different direction, which is whatever, which is fine.
Well, he wrote about it. I haven't read the Globe today. Did he? He must have written about it today with all the corrections.
No, somebody
down
else
press
did.
Release
on. Somebody else did. Yeah, Kevin Cullen.
Kevin Cullen was there in the meeting when they made the decision. Yeah, hiding behind the potted plant. You know, he was there.
What was he doing to the potted plant?
He was hired behind the potted plant. I don't know if he's doing anything to the potted plant.
So
all these different guys. Sounds like it's going to be a zillion different people involved.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean,
and it'd be interesting to see the chemistry and see how it works out. It's not going to be easy. I think you know that. It's a lot of different people, a lot of different moving parts, as you said. And we'll see how it plays out. So is there anybody that actually submitted a tape that they didn't hire for this?
I'm sure there's got to be a few, right?
Other than Bradfoe. Are there any?
What? You what? Did?
Well,
you,
I mean...
You put your name in a hat?
You did. Come
on, don't act like you don't know.
Actually, I do, because he brought me in.
I swore him.
One afternoon?
You got to be kidding.
No, he brought me in.
Well, I mean, what the hell?
He wanted to send it to Joey.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Why do you think you could do this?
Because it's freaking calling a baseball game. How freaking hard is it?
It is hard. It's not easy.
Oh, guy comes up the bat. Oh, look. Backdoor cutter. Oh, he whiffed. Okay.
What's a backdoor cutter look like? I got 30 seconds to talk about it now. What's a backdoor cutter?
So what are you going to eat for dinner when you get home? I don't know. Maybe meatloaf. I'm not sure what the wife's going to
make. It was pretty comical.
1-0.
Okay.
And Jason, so of course, weak ground ball to short.
So if TNT did you do that with the whole Eschers? Players only, I did. No, I did it. I did it natural. Did it clean. I recruited my friend here, Lou. Mm-hmm. I got to give the broadcast some sort of credibility. The tape doesn't exist. You can't find it. I already asked Joe, he can't find it.
Don't tell me.
No, find the tape.
I will find the tape.
I'm sorry. If we have this, I'm finding it right
now.
Not
only will I find the tape, I'll find it by 6
because
tonight.
Don't you remember when Kirk was here this one day? I was like, God,
good
I'm going to send,
gift
I'm gonna
for
send
the
in
audience.
A tape.
This is going
to
be embarrassing.
One in, but I remember reached back out to Kirk. So
why do you think you can do...
Players only.
Can I ask you?
Players only. TNT does it.
Why do you think you can do everybody else's job?
Because I can.
Do you think I can go play tight end in the National Football League?
No, but you're not skilled and talented like I am. That's the difference, okay? You were really
I could not play tight end because I don't have the skill.
To
say.
Do one
what?
Thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm
here's
short and
thing.
Fat
I can
now.
Do your
you're
job,
short
but guess
fat.
What? You could never in your life
you're
do my
so
job.
So full of crap.
That's the beauty of it. I
so
could do your job
crap.
All day long, you but are. You never in your life could line up
talk
there.
About a phone.
No, you can't.
Jeez.
So,
he
fine.
Did. He brought a players only broadcast on before
they
even
well,
did
you think that's
it.
A bad idea?
What did you think of the players? What did you all think of the players only broadcast?
They were very good at it.
If you could ever find this if you could ever find this tape, Christian was good.
They were good at it.
Stop. He brought a lot of life to it.
I disagree with him once on the show. This is a perfect opportunity. He sucked. Admit it.
How do you know?
I mean, backdoor cutter. Here's the thing.
Backdoor cutter come up on the broadcast?
I would say rough around the edges.
Okay.
My first time.
But I think that there's something to work with.
Of course.
You know what I wanted you to do?
Well, if that was my first time, okay, imagine what it would be like if I did it 100 times.
I just need that opportunity. That's why I think that... There's something there to work with. And I'm surprised Joey didn't see it and give you, like, a series.
Why couldn't I get some, like, meaningless game in, like, the dog days of summer, right? Just to be, hey, guess what? Fourier's doing the game.
Could have given you, like, San Diego. You could have went, you know, down there.
It would have been great.
I'm going to find this tape. All I know is he sits there like a big blowhard, and he tells everybody he can do their job. I would have loved it because Alex Cora was trying to set it up. We will set it up this year where he's going to be the ball girl down on the foul lines. Right?
Next week, Wednesday, I am going to put my spikes in the dirt.
This will be the most embarrassing thing in the world.
It's remember, actually good news.
We're going to have you take ground balls?
Oh, my
fly
God.
Balls?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. By the way,
you can't do my job.
I need live
You BP. Attempted to come in here one day by yourself doing trending.
That's by myself. You don't do a show by yourself.
Do you remember that?
You have co-host
trending.
Glenn.
No, trending you have, by yourself.
The difference between you and I and Lou, here's the difference between us, all right? You're retrending. Congratulations.
How did you do
it? You want a cookie?
Do you think you can
do trending? Hey, what's the weather outside? It's really cold. It's cool.
Of the contract to over $13 million. Not enough. Patriots and Giants meet in the preseason finale tonight. I'm running out of gas, guys. Marcus Campbell is playing.
The thing lasts 45
whoa,
seconds.
Whoa, that's not
it's
true.
45 seconds.
I was sick that day.
I was sick.
Trenny, where are you?
I was sick.
You're the phony. Chad Finn was right.
I was sick.
Somebody's a phony in this studio.
I remember that day.
The wrong
I was
guy.
Sick. I had like a sty in my eye. I couldn't even see. Yeah. I couldn't go to the bathroom.
That'd be awesome. You can hear that on the pregame show. Starts at 7:25 on the Shaw Star Market, WEEI Radio, Red Sox Radio Network. Purcell's going to get that start. This weather's brought to you by AAA. Cloudy through the rest of the day with temperatures in the low 80s.
Oh, I missed those days.
That's trending now on WEEI.
Get those next week.
WEEI.com.
Low 80s.
Get those next
week. You are a
award-winning vocalist.
A prominent person told me that they didn't like you.
No, yeah. Really?
Very prominent.
I thought it was
person.
All fake.
Very prominent.
I passed the baton.
But it wasn't, listen, it wasn't ownership. It wasn't management. It wasn't suits. It wasn't brass. It wasn't decision makers. However, they are still prominent.
Prominent.
Yes.
They're important because everybody's important.
Everybody's
right?
prominent now. You could be anybody.
You're right
be
about
prominent.
That.
Did you follow
standards
the, back,
prominent.
The backpedaling when a reporter from the Globe tweets out that prominent people think I'm a phony and don't like me in the broadcast? Because all day long, I never said management. It's not ownership. It's not brass. It's not suits. And it's not anyone to make a decision.
Wait a minute. Who's left in the prominent category?
I don't
Wally
know.
And
who's
Patrick.
Left?
Yeah,
the
Wally.
The concession guy? Yeah.
So who is it that you... Is it a player? I mean, is that
it's
what he's sort of leaning towards? A player? Players don't talk to Chad Finn.
Globe embarrassing
players,
themselves.
Players don't know who Chad Finn is. No. They have no idea who Chad Finn is. He don't talk to them. So who was it?
Is he a boots,
Pete Abraham.
Is he even
who?
A boots on the ground
Pete
type
Abraham.
Of guy?
Who?
My name is Peter Abraham. I'm a Red Sox reporter for the Boston Globe.
Prominent Red Sox reporter.
So listen, so players don't like me on the broadcast.
I read
I don't
about
blame
that
them.
The other day.
I don't blame them. I don't think they like Eck on the broadcast. So I don't blame them. It's okay.
Right. Well, all right, so there
I'm
you
happy
go.
For
there you go.
Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm
a million different people in the
sure
Red Sox broadcast.
Yeah.
Sure it's going to work out great, Pete Apes.
It'll
You'll
be fun.
Love it. Boy, Pete Abes, that means you're going to be around the ball club a little bit more than
no,
you were last year.
No,
Pete Abes not going to like
it.
He doesn't
work that
like
way. He doesn't
not
work
like
that way.
I don't think he likes any
no,
of
it. Because he does the show, and he literally sprints to wherever he needs to go, and then that's
this
it.
This is true.
Who,
and
Pete Abes? Pete
no,
Abes doesn't
Lou.
Sprint
no,
anywhere.
No, he don't. Okay. No, he doesn't. There's no small talk.
That's a good point.
There's nothing. There's just you sprint. It's a pregame, right? Aren't you doing the pregame, too? Right? Shouldn't you be doing that?
No.
Oh, they shouldn't really have us doing that. We should just. They should probably just.
I'm with Lou.
But I'll be there next week, though. Florida,
all right. I watched the Celtics game last night. I'm sure you watched the Celtics game. And I came to the conclusion that all they need is this kid Wanamaker and Semi Ojeleye.
Oh,
you don't even need Rozier anymore.
No.
You certainly don't need Kyrie. We've all discovered that and learned that over the season. But you don't even need Rozier now, right? Brett Wanamaker. That's what we need. That's what you need
you
right
know one
now.
Thing I did last night? One thing I really paid attention to? You know, because I tried to educate myself because of the callers. I focused on the ball movement.
Ball movement was good last night.
Did you watch it?
I thought the ball movement was good last night.
Come on. Yeah, but see, I didn't see anything really all that different. I saw ball movement, but then I saw guys
good.
Seeing the lane, taking it to the basket.
The
I saw aggressive taking it to the basket a lot more than we've seen.
See, I think you eliminate Rozier now as well. I think you cut both of them out. You cut
ball
Kyrie
better
out.
Than what with
you
Wanamaker.
Cut Rozier. They had a huge lead in that
and
game.
Marcus Smart.
Yes, that's a physical team, and that team was on a run. Detroit was playing great. Rozier's out.
Do you trust
Kyrie's
Marcus
out,
Smart
Rozier's
now?
Rozier's out.
Do you trust Marcus? Rip it on Marcus Smart.
You ever see
he only missed 20 in a row. What's wrong with that?
But did you ever see a heat check like Marcus Smart showed you in that 30 seconds?
It boggles my mind.
He broke like an 0 for 20 from three-point
land. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
And then within 5 seconds, shot another one. And then next trip down, shot another one. He's like, ooh, I hit my first one in 20. I'm hot.
Yeah.
And he just threw up like three or four in a row and hit him. And it was like, okay.
Shooter's got to shoot.
You know what? God bless you.
Shooter's got to shoot. You got to shoot your way out of it. Luke.
And he's a shooter.
52 mil. That's what? A new deal.
Yep. God bless
him. He's got balls. So I'll give him that. You know, because you're sitting,
no,
there,
he
going,
does.
You're sitting there going, what? We got 20
Here's
seconds
thing,
left
you know,
on the shot clock. You're going to take that shot
But
again?
I think most people have just raised their hands with that guy. And
yeah.
they said, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't
Whatever.
Care. I like
Let
I like
him
you.
Do it.
Yeah,
I like
you know,
you
know what it drives you
I know
crazy,
what you bring.
Though.
I know who you are.
You know,
I'm good with you.
Right. That's what I was saying yesterday. I was like,
you know how valuable he is.
But like when you get in those big games and he starts doing what he was doing against the Sixers or the Lakers, when he's just literally throwing it up and it's not even like I don't know what he's looking at. So maybe he needs glasses. I don't know. Maybe he should do the whole Kurt Rambis thing. Maybe he can see the rim a little bit better. But you're right. You take the ups with the downs and the yin and the yang, and you just ride it out. Eventually, you're going to come out on top.
Like, who else to make those plays besides
yeah.
Marcus?
And then he'll end up doing something like that where he makes some king of the loose ball, who grabs some ball, who piss off some other player. That guy will get kicked out. Yeah, he'll roll around on the ground. Yeah, he'll over-exaggerate some injury, but fine. That's just who he is. And I will not rag on him anymore. You shoot as many times as you want. You do whatever you want. This is just who you are.
All right, so I got some bad news for those people who don't want Kyrie to be back in the Boston Celtics. Some really bad news.
Uh-oh.
So Danny Ainge making his paid appearance across the, it used to be across the street, now they're down the expressway.
Paid appearance. Why do you always do that? It's like a jab. You shouldn't do that. It's so mean.
Well, everybody does it to us, so I think if they do it to us, that we should throw it back to them, don't you think? It should be fair. Mm-hmm. So Danny was doing this stuff, answered a lot of their questions, and one of them was the question that's been the most asked question in this town now, over the last week or so, and that is, are the Boston Celtics better without Kyrie Irving? Bad news for those that think that Kyrie should be gone. Here's the president of basketball operations.
It's completely illogical and makes no sense. If you just look at the data over the last 2 years, our team is so much. I mean, it wasn't but a month ago we were trying to figure out how in the world are we going to score without Kyrie on the court, and everybody was struggling and going through their challenges. And I mean, now you know, we're getting a lot of good play out of a lot of good guys. The last couple of nights, you know, Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward and Al Horford are, you know, they're playing great basketball, and Jaylen Brown has you know, really stepped up his game over the last couple of months even, and really it bought into his role off the bench. And so I feel like, you know, we just need to all play well, but Kyrie is by far our most efficient offensive player.
So Danny is not getting confused by the 8-2 record without Kyrie against.
Did they play better without Kyrie?
Right, against piss poor teams. Huh. He's not doing that. What he's doing is he's looking at the efficiency numbers. Sean Grandy threw them out on the broadcast. The efficiency numbers are pretty alarming. That when you're talking about the ball movement and efficiency and how they score, it happens at a much easier pace when Kyrie is on the floor. Obviously, Danny Ainge got a hold of those statistics, and he's not budging. So,
well, here's the thing.
Not budging.
Like,
he's buying into the analytics, analytics.
Do you think he needs the analytics, though?
No.
I think he can use
his two eyes, but he's doing that. I think he's throwing that out there, Christian, specifically for the nerds
who are throwing these numbers out.
Okay, the next topic is analytics.
Which kind of like drives me crazy, because I almost feel like Danny Ainge is just the perfect guy for this job and this position. You know, playing here, being here so long, winning, losing, rebuilding, whatever.
Lenny.
Because any outsider would probably want to go outside behind a barn and blow their heads off.
Yeah, Danny doesn't care what they say. Well, what the callers say, he doesn't care.
No, I know. He's not influenced by it. And it's really unique. It's just a no emotion. His give a crap level is zero.
Right.
When it comes to. Right. And the fact that he actually humored the people, the fans, the writers, and said, okay, if you don't believe me, Here's some numbers.
It's your larger.
He's pretty. I printed this out for you guys. So just shut the F up.
I think he's just realistic. You know, and he has been in the past. When Celtics fans think a team can win a championship because they beat Golden State once, you know, in a regular season, he's like, no, we're not in their same level. We're not a championship roster right now. And we, I think we asked him earlier in the year, is this one? You know, do you think you finally do have one? And he said, no, it's a long way to go. I know it's a lot of talent here. We'll see. Because I think he understands what it takes to be one. And this is why I think we sort of laugh, because I understand it's a lot of talk, but he knows exactly what the plan is. He knows Kyrie's going to re-sign here. He knows he's going to trade for Anthony Davis.
Absolutely.
And he knows he's going to have Gordon Hayward back here next year.
Absolutely.
Probably Al Horford. And then he's going to say, well, whatever it takes to get Anthony Davis and whatever we have left, we'll put another team together, and we will then be a championship-caliber team.
That's it.
I mean,
the only way
for people not to think that, the guy said Danny doesn't want Anthony Davis. We had a caller yesterday.
You're crazy.
I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Listen to him. He's saying this publicly. Imagine what he's saying privately, okay? What he's saying off the record. This is on the record. He's telling you. He's giving you the game plan. This is what he's doing.
He knows how stupid it sounds
stupid.
When people say that they're better without Kyrie.
Stupid. Sounds stupid.
He just laughs it off.
And he's throwing out the deep analytics out there, the efficiency numbers, to basically say, any number you throw at me, 8-2. Of course, on the road, they're like 1-11 or whatever without him over the last 2 years. He's throwing that out there just to basically shut you up. So you may think it that they're a better team without Kyrie, but you're so off base. And you're right, Lou. Danny Ainge is dead set on going in, signing Kyrie, and feels it's going to happen on July 1st. And on July 2nd, he's making that deal for Anthony Davis, and he's doing whatever it takes because he wants to win, and he wants to win now, and he's not going to sit around with the kids, and people sit there day after day and say, oh, they're better with Wanamaker. Look at Wanamaker was great last night. What did they need? Kyrie. Stop it. All right, if you still want to throw the Kyrie, should be out of here. Kyrie is overrated. Go throw it out there. 617-779-7937. Load them up. We get to the phone calls coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, boy. What do you think this is going to be? This thing going to be a 2.5 hour game, 3 hour game. What do you think?
I don't want to think. Yeah. I mean, the officiating tonight is going to be a flagrant one, we're told here. But the officiating, Detroit right now ought to be 25 up after getting all the free throws.
So this will be what?
I'm counting them.
I know you are.
I'm counting them.
We all know that.
It's good having old Tommy Heinsohn back in the booth, and he picked up right where he left off when he... And you know what his issue was? It was sleep apnea. Sleep apnea.
Yeah.
So he couldn't sleep at night, and, you know, he thought he was having, I think, something different health-wise, and it was just, he wasn't getting enough.
He couldn't sleep.
Right. You know, you got to watch those little...
It's some issues.
Those little sheep, you know? You got to count them.
Is that what you start doing?
I don't know. You should start doing something. So this is going to...
I have a remedy. Well, forget it.
So the Kyrie Irving... You have a remedy?
What's your remedy? No, keep going.
What's your remedy? It is Valentine's Day today. In the next hour, we have some tips for all the guys out there for Valentine's Day.
Don't buy into
it. From our guy. The big, lovable luck.
That's coming up
in the next hour. But Danny Ainge... is going to piss off even more people out there. And I don't know if I'm crazy about this either. But we heard Brad Stevens say yesterday, yeah, it's okay if Kyrie plays in the All-Star game. And Danny Ainge did the same thing on his little paid appearance this morning.
Kyrie has to go to Charlotte anyway to participate in all of the festivities. Coaching the rookie game, he's got family there, and they have, like, they're going to spend their... His family's going to spend their time down there. He has some business dealings going on, and that's where he was going to spend his time anyway. So he has his full-time trainer and physio. Those guys are down there, and I totally trust both of those guys with Kyrie. And Kyrie will be looking for a gym and be doing basketball things in some of his free time. And if they think that he can benefit from running up and down the court, because he has to do some progression before he gets back out on the court for our game Thursday night. So I don't really have a problem if everybody, including Kyrie, is feeling 100%, and the two guys that are with him from our staff are 100% behind it. I have no problem with it.
This is a done deal. Do we all agree it's a done deal? He's starting in the All-Star game.
I agree.
And they've talked about
it. Seems logical.
Right. They've all done the behind-the-scenes stuff.
He should go. He absolutely 100% should go.
And should he play?
If he's able to play, then I don't have a problem with him playing. But he first off, he needs to go, if nothing else, to go as a salesman. I want him to go down there, and I want him to talk to Anthony Davis.
That's
an excellent point.
Excellent point.
I'm glad you came up. Maybe Anthony Davis sits there and says, "Hey, what's the deal?"
Remember the guy who sells medical sales.
What's the deal with Danny Ainge?
He's right. You are no longer just a basketball player. You're a recruiter.
I mean, what's the deal with Danny? You know, listen,
what's
Kyrie,
he like?
What's the problem with the kids?
Medical sales.
Kids going to figure it out? Are they going to be there?
Which ones do you think are going to be gone?
If Jason's gone, how's Jalen? You know, how are these other kids working? Listen, I'm staying. You're coming. Danny's going to pull this trade off. You're going to love this organization. You're going to love the ownership. You're going to love playing in Boston. I'm telling you. we are going to win championships for the next 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
He needs to go there and he needs to sell it.
Okay.
Because if not, someone else will.
No.
And get in his head.
I agree with you. Like, this needs to be, and that's what they're all doing. You don't think LeBron's doing the same thing?
So you don't want him
thing?
There while other people are doing it?
I mean, look at LeBron's team. Look at LeBron's team. Oh, they're all free agents.
Of course he's doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if one weekend is going to make a difference, but at least, you know, you're spending so much time together.
You can answer some questions, can't you?
Yeah, why don't you come over? We're going to have dinner. Hey, bring your family, bring your kids, bring whatever. We'll hang out. Yeah. So, you know, we'll show you what type of fellowship we have up there in Boston. You know, you can explain what the fans are like.
Sounds
I heard they
me.
Don't like black people.
Yeah, Kyrie.
We've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it. Say, LeBron keeps telling me to stay away.
Sounds like you don't like it up there, Kyrie. Is that true? No, actually, I like it. Just, you know, I don't like people talking about my future, but I'm telling you, you're going to love it up here. You're going to love
Kevin
it.
Kevin Garnett, there are a bunch of people that can sell him on it. So this is a good point, Lou. Matter of fact,
thank you.
Matter of fact, the prominent people in the Red Sox would like you more if you made more of those good points on the Red Sox broadcast. Mm. Right. So, but you tell me how the fan, and we'll get to the phone calls here in a second at 617-779-7937. So he doesn't play in the game against Philadelphia. Biggest game of the season at that point. Team had not been performing on the road. He can't go. All right, so he's got a medical problem. That's why he can't go. Then last night they said, and Danny admitted today, he was close last night, but he didn't go. I would say if Terry Rozier was playing in the game, that's okay. No Terry Rozier. Maybe you could have played him, but that's okay. We got Brad Wanamaker. And then now he plays in the All-Star game. He gets chummy with LeBron. There's going to be a lot of touching and grabbing and, you know, hugging and man hugs and all this
other
whatever.
Stuff.
And then they go to Milwaukee. First game, they come back and play with Kyrie Irving, and they lose that game. What do you think the mood is going to be here in
You can't. Are you going to fake outrage, or are you going to have realistic, understandable outrage?
No, you know
I'm asking you,
be.
What do you think people...
But none of it's going
to
be...
I would say that based on the fact that, first, that Brad Stevens basically said he wants him to play, that he's got, and then you have a Danny Ainge saying, okay, he was pretty damn close. He's got both his guys there. You got to stay active. Like, you got to stay active. So, and then when you look at the All-Star game, it's not like he's doing the skills competition,
it's
right?
It's an exhibition game.
I mean, it's really, he's not up there dunking.
He was doing a 3-point contest. Okay, whatever. What's the big deal?
It's 50% max effort, maybe. Nobody's undercutting anybody.
No
Nobody's
defense.
Throwing any cheap shots. Nobody's playing defense.
Stage, they'll have some trick play.
The score
like the
is like, it's going to be like 175 to 180.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? You know what? Find...
See, that's why they wouldn't have you do the play-by-play.
Why?
Because you give the higher score first. So you don't say 175 to 180. You say
I make sure I identify who won.
How often do you say in a game it's a 2-3 game?
But I'm just,
it's a 3-2 game, right?
But the equivalent would just be
those
like...
Those are old rules.
I feel like the All-Star game is just like batting practice and ground balls, like as far as the effort goes. You want to go... You can't play in a game, but you want to go take BP?
There's no physicality.
That's what that game is.
So the answer is you're not going to have any outrage whatsoever.
No. That's not
the fans?
Answer.
Oh, that's not the answer. You get the wrong answer.
Because I think...
He will have outrage.
No. Oh, my God. If he plays, then we'd see it right
now. Oh, you're wrong.
Then we would see it right now.
Oh, you'll see it.
He's playing in the game.
He is playing.
Throw that out there. Let's just... prominent people have told me that he's playing in the game. He's excited about it.
Guys?
He can't... prominent people. I didn't say, you know, suits. I didn't say management. I didn't say ownership. I said prominent people.
Brass?
I didn't say brass either. I said prominent people.
Okay.
Okay? Which means a lot of different things. Okay?
Sure.
But just follow me. Okay?
I'm trying to.
No one's going to call up and say they have an issue with it. I challenge you right now. Go ahead, call in.
Well, but
Kyrie Irving is playing
in
the game.
Use the premise.
The premise is what?
Okay. Premise is he plays in the All-Star game on Sunday, and then they go out in the first game, and they end up losing. Because I think Lou brought up an excellent point. He is a salesman.
Wait, he goes in, and then they lose because he didn't play?
No.
Or is he plays in the first game?
They're winning without Kyrie right now.
They've won two games
now.
Without him.
That's
a big game
issue,
in Philly. You
right?
go to Milwaukee,
and then
you
he
lose
plays
with
and they
Kyrie.
Lose.
Right, they won without Rozier. They didn't even
just not be just have tunnel vision? And just like, just can we not just see black
I'm
and white?
I'm not
can
taking
we see
that position.
Multicolor?
I'm not taking that position.
So
I'm
if
telling
he plays,
you, it's a bad look for him. Now,
no,
but you're talking logically.
No,
wait a minute. It's a bad look. But when you're looking at this thing logically and you're playing it out that if he's okay, he is going to have to get some work out there on the court. What better way to do it but do it in the All-Star game? And as Lou said, it's a perfect opportunity. He's going to be there anyway to go and he's got all the family
the
coming
questions.
In. Plans have already been
made.
Have already been made. And he has an opportunity to huddle up with Anthony Davis. I think that's that
but you're
sense.
Right.
But
even if he
optics,
wasn't playing, he could huddle up.
Optics, not good.
It is a bad look, okay? It is. I mean, it would have been worse if you lost to Philly and you lost to Detroit. you know, and you've lost, what, four straight.
Totally different.
And this guy then plays in the All-Star game. So you won those last two games. But even if he doesn't play in this All-Star game, and it'll be optics. People who don't like him right now will have a problem with it. So whether even if he didn't play, if they come out and lose Thursday in Milwaukee, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, Kyrie's back. They went to Philly, and they beat Philly without him. Now Kyrie's back, and they lose by 10 up in Milwaukee. Then they're not as good with him, period. And it just, it's laughable. It's bad timing. But I think it's ridiculous to think, and I mean, Danny Ainge talked about it earlier, like that this team isn't better with Kyrie on it.
No.
I don't know how to argue with it. I know people call in all the time, and we just sit there and laugh at it.
Well, but it's optics. So they're looking at it saying, wait a minute, we won in Philadelphia, we were having trouble winning on the road, and now we win, and there's no Kyrie, and we're going up against Philly? That's what they're doing. It's a bad look, but it's illogical. All of it is, and I think Danny has said that, and that's why Danny is going to re-sign him to a long-term contract and try to make, and I think effectively make a trade to get Anthony Davis here. To the calls, let's do it. Darren's in Randolph. Hey, Darren.
Gentlemen, how we doing
today? Good, Darren.
All right, so yesterday I called in, and it seems like I got a little misconstrued with my Kyrie take. You know, I think Kyrie's great. He got the jumper, he got the handles, all of that. But what I'm saying is, if Kyrie just so happens to end up walking this summer, do you guys really think we're going to go into full-on tank mode? Like, are we really going to go that low of a
tank? No, you just won't win a championship.
What are your alternatives, though, Darren?
Exactly. All right, my alternative is, let's say he does leave. Worst situation. Brad Stevens still has a great role of players, starting and bench. You know, we could definitely make some things happen because...
How? Now, give me an example. Give me specifics of how you replace
it. What's the ceiling of this team without Kyrie and no Anthony Davis?
All right. Remember last year how we was one game away from an NBA Finals appearance?
And who got you to that point?
Kyrie.
Kyrie got you to that point. He got you home. Right. He got you home court advantage because once he went down with an injury, they didn't do so well, right?
Glenn, I'll give you that all day. But the reason is, we got further in the playoffs without Kyrie, and you got to acknowledge that. And the only reason, make it to the finals, he's in the Western Conference this year. We don't have to worry about LeBron. So
yeah, the team. You think the East Conference is better this year than it was last year, or no?
Yes, I do think so.
Okay, so I don't know why
you're competing against yourself here, Darren. You're arguing with yourself. I go back and ask you the original question. So you think the Celtics will be fine if Kyrie leaves in the summer. So what is your game plan going forward? What do you do then? You got a nice little team, and they're going to win 46, 48 games, and they're going to not win any championships or get anywhere close. That's what you got.
No, but all right. Well,
that's good for you?
I wouldn't say it's good, but we still have Brad Stevens.
No, coaches don't win in the NBA, okay? Cleveland, when LeBron was winning, were the coaches great? Were those top-flight coaches? No.
Coach, so what do you guys think we go from here?
Kyrie's going to re-sign, and then they're going to make a trade for Anthony Davis. That's going to be your team next year.
Some of these teams together? You know, if Kawhi stays and Philly's able to keep Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler and Giannis is up there, maybe they add a player, then yeah, I think you're probably the fifth best team in the East, fourth best team in the East for a while.
You know, I keep on hearing Darren callers call up and say they were better without Kyrie in the playoffs last year. Let me ask you this, because they only won one game on the road, and that was in Philly in an overtime game. But let's say that everything worked out exactly with Kyrie that it did the way it happened last year. And let's go to Game 7 against Cleveland playing at home at the TD Garden. If Kyrie plays that game, do you think the Celtics go to the NBA Finals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So they go further with Kyrie.
You go. Thank you. So they keep on arguing that they went further without Kyrie, and then when you throw the Kyrie back into the equation, he answers it exactly the way most people would. Yeah, I think they win that game because Rozier couldn't do anything, right? They couldn't get anything out of their backcourt.
Rozier was a ghost on the road. Wasn't he in the postseason?
Yes.
I mean, and even in that final game, Game 7, 2-for-14. He wasn't the same player. He had his moments. We love what he did. There's no question about it. But I laugh at that because I do think if they had Kyrie, they're in the NBA Finals.
Yes.
But I don't think they win the NBA Finals.
Than without him. They've never been to the postseason without him. How would you even know? Because I think they are in the NBA Finals last year with him.
All right, great. Bill's in a car next up here in EEI. Hi, Bill.
Hey, gentlemen. It's actually Phil. But thank
Phil,
you.
How are you?
That'll work.
I'm good. Hey, you know, I'm listening to your points. I agree with some and some I don't. And, you know, what I saw last night as I was at the game and I've been watching, you know, over the last couple months of the Celtics team is that, you know, I think last year the playoffs kind of spoiled these guys where I think that they got into the groove and created a chemistry without Kyrie. And I really struggle to see that chemistry when Kyrie's in the game. When he's on the court, I struggle seeing Tatum and Brown feel comfortable. This year. In the playoffs last year, I felt like they thought it was their team and not Kyrie's team. And now Kyrie's back, I feel they think it's his team, and they play like that. And I think that's really – there's a chemistry issue, I think, is the big point. I think they're a better basketball team with Kyrie, no question. And to your point, Glenn, yeah, I think if Game 7 Kyrie's in there, they definitely win last year. But that was last year, and this is this year. And as we all know, you know, you could be great one year and next not, right? So I think chemistry is a huge issue, and I'm not sure how Danny plans to fix it. But it's definitely, in my point of view, from what I see, is the big issue. And then, you know,
let me ask you a question, because Bill, because you jumped to what a lot of people jump to. You talk about chemistry on this team, and maybe it's roles that you're talking about as well. Why do you bring up Danny's name and not Brad Stevens, the coach?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just because, I guess, just because you guys were talking about Danny in the last couple segments about his points. So, yeah, definitely, it's definitely a Brad Stevens problem.
Yeah.
And probably even a Kyrie problem of how he's a veteran, of how he fits in. Right, and what he can do as a veteran to help those younger guys feel more comfortable on the court.
I understand your point about chemistry, but it's easy to figure out what happened from last year to this year. So your second best player in your team goes down in the first game. Your best player of the team goes down three quarters into the season and can't play in the playoffs. Your fourth and fifth player on the best player on the team suddenly emerge as major players. They're your one and two guys, or certainly two and three guys, when you play into the playoffs. They love that role. That's their role. Now suddenly your number one guy comes back. Your number two guy comes back. And so the guys that were four and five now have to go back to where they were before, and they don't like it. Who would? Nobody would like it, but it's part of the game.
Except they don't like it. I don't think they know where to fit in.
Here's the alternative. If you're Danny Ainge, here's the alternative. I'll take the 4 and 5 guy, make him my 1 and 2. They're pretty good as 1 and 2. It's not great, but pretty good. And then I lose my 1 and 2, and this is what I am as a team. I'm a 48-win team.
I don't think you lose. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody should go anywhere. The only question I have is, you know, you're talking about trading for AD, first of all, which obviously we've got the best pieces in order to do that, but it's a one-year deal as far as what I'm concerned from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I get that. That's a legitimate gripe, and I don't think Danny Ainge is going to do the deal unless he feels pretty confident. He's not going to have an extension because you have to wait until the as we're doing with Kyrie here, because there's more money on the table for the player. You got to wait until the contract expires. So Kyrie already did that earlier this year and then paid the price because everybody was questioning it when he said he was going to stay here. So you're going to have to wait until the end of that 1 year with Davis. But Danny's not making a deal.
If I had voted in the poll, I would have voted for Danny.
Unless he feels pretty good about it. By the way, I just had a mole who just texted me in the building.
Oh, a prominent person?
Yeah. Is he prominent? I would say prominent person.
Really?
Who said that he will do his best to find the tape of one Christian Fourier doing play-by-play.
Seeing
if he could get a couple of games.
That guy is not prominent.
Can you give me a couple of crumbs and a couple of games now that you're going to hire nine different people to do play-by-play?
Nice.
So we're gonna work on it here during the break and see if we can find the tape.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. I think we're going to get this this little play-by-play tape.
Lou tipped, yeah, you think so, huh?
Lou tipped us off to the fact that...
I think we got a chance, yeah.
The big film.
We did a great job. The only reason why they didn't pick us, because I think Berman jumped into the mix last minute. Like, I was going to be able to do his games. A prominent person told me that.
Well, you should have come up with some nicknames. Now, that's what Berman's going to do. Berman's going to have nicknames for everybody.
So Berman, we're going to sit right here spot? And have another beer in Mexico.
Yeah, right. Took my spot.
He's going to have a bunch of names, nicknames for everybody, and it'll be fun. It'll be entertaining. And
there's in euphoria.
Little...
Yeah. He's a showman.
Guess what?
He's a showman.
Oh. Oh, so that's... Like, I can't do that.
I don't think you can do this now.
You can't kill him. Here he is. They've tried to eliminate him by posting big numbers. You can't get rid of Todd Frazier.
I don't think you can do this. But we'll see.
Okay.
So I'm.
I think we're going to get it.
We're going
to
get it.
My goal was to keep it conversational. Just like, you know, two guys sitting at a bar.
Yep. Yep,
you know,
yep.
Just like
well, it's players only. That's right.
Yeah, players only. Yeah, like, you know, and
former athletes. You know.
Everything's on the table. You know,
that was pretty amazing. That whole
good
thing.
Home run call.
Players only, baby.
That it, and it's today's society that if somebody gets an erroneous story out there and creates something that doesn't exist, that WEEI is trying to put together a talk show broadcast
Chad
for a play-by-play, and suddenly it gets out there. Awful announcer, you know,
oh, everyone.
SB Nation, everybody's
nationally.
Got it nationally.
You hear what's going on in Boston,
right? To the point where I heard the Sean McDonough this morning, and I heard Dave O'Brien, and they were talking about it, and they were asking the question. Sean said, I didn't want anything to do with a talk show.
Nobody did.
Now, he's not going to pick up
it was never
the phones
proposed.
in the sixth inning, you know, Dakota from Braintree. What do you think of the sale tonight? Okay.
That would be great to have some calls. Especially if the game goes long. What if the game goes long?
It's what happens, though, today, that if somebody gets something wrong, it's not like one news outlet gets it wrong.
I'm sick of Hanley.
It's a zillion of them get it wrong.
Yeah, well,
okay?
That comes
right.
from a credible, you would think,
right.
newspaper. That's the dangerous part.
Used to be.
Well,
used to be.
Can you say credible and newspaper at the same time?
No, you can say credible
prominent.
Newspaper. You just got to tell me which reporter you're talking about, right. And I could say whether he is or isn't.
Who are the good ones, by the way? I'm just curious. Who are the good ones? Are there any good ones out there?
Yeah, I think there's some good ones out there.
Yeah. Business changed an awful lot.
I mean, because you used to have all these guys, these prominent guys on your show, your old show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows? I wasn't there.
The only way you got heard is if you came on your show.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, and now we have no chance of getting them on because you've hurt their feelings. Like Shaughnessy, you've hurt his feelings.
See, Shaughnessy, you know? I think Shaughnessy, as much as he bugs the hell out of me, like he'd come on.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He would come on.
He's a good call. He's just a little too sensitive.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I have a lot of girls, so I know how to handle sensitive people.
Oh, see?
I do not know Dan Shaughnessy.
That's not right.
My girls
that's
are
not
sensitive.
True. No,
I'm sorry. My girls are sensitive.
No, your girls may be tougher than Shaughnessy. That would not surprise me.
But okay, I'm used to dealing with sensitive people.
But I'm not sensitive.
But
what are you looking at Lou
for? I don't understand
for?
Why a prick guy wouldn't want to come on the radio and at least just to defend himself. Like, honestly, not throwing stones.
Because
I'm just curious. Like, what you're a bright guy, we think.
Yes.
So you can obviously hold your own, right? You're kind of a smart ass. Okay, we like that. So come on and just, you know, let's figure it out.
Because there's nothing. Because he's
a reporter. But there is something.
But you know what they do when they're wrong?
They don't like being called out?
But they'll hide behind, you know, like, I don't doubt the fact that he had a source. I just doubt the fact the quality of the source.
Right.
Because obviously, like I said, there's people in the building. This thing didn't just come together like last night. People in the building known for a while who's doing the bulk of the games. They've known for a while. So if you're talking to someone here, then obviously you wouldn't have wrote what you wrote. So that was the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think at times you get...
Well, I did talk to people. Okay, well, again...
Well, he probably did.
I can talk to people, yeah. too, but if they don't know what's going on, what good are they?
Well, the other thing, too, is a lot of times when you grab a source, the source usually has an agenda. The source is sitting there going, sometimes. Let me use Chad Finn and the Globe to see if I can get what I want out of it. And a lot of times that happens, right? So you only get one side of it, and you don't necessarily get the truth. And I'm not saying that had he called Joey or anybody else here, that they would have given it to him until they were ready to release it.
Yeah, this is another with no sources.
Right. Thank you, Bill. I mean, they might have said they might have said to him, which a lot of people will do, which I think is a fair thing to do. If a reporter calls you up and says, "I'm going to write this and this and this," if it's not true, you sit there and say, "You can go ahead and do it," but I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it if I were you. You're going to be way off base. So
that's reporting.
Yeah, that's reporting. And if that person burned me. And the next day I find the guy across the street has got the story. I'm pissed off and I'm never going to be fair again to that person who gives it to me. Like you, phony apparently. He doesn't trust you. Doesn't trust you.
Doesn't think I'll be forthcoming.
That's what they read.
Phony Michelle.
Exactly. Here's phony
I
kinda phony
like
Maloney.
The stupid nicknames.
Joey is in Worcester.
I don't know why.
Hey Joey.
Hey Glenn, how we doing?
Good, Joey.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to get my take on this whole free agency. Now, I don't want to state the obvious, but obviously, you know, I just think it's a little ridiculous.
I don't want to state the obvious, but obviously. Keep going.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they should go all out for Anthony Davis for 1 year. And I'm still hearing that Danny Ainge is still going to make an explosive deal. And explosive to me means Tatum regardless. So I wouldn't give up Tatum for Davis for 1 year. And... I don't know. It just don't make sense to me.
Here's the thing. What is your name? Joey. Joey, check it out. Joey.
I do.
Okay.
Listen, do you honestly think that really any GM would be dumb enough to go out there and trade a bunch of studs, right? Like, you know, franchise forever type players for an organization with the gamble of that guy that they're trading them for to only stick around for 1 year? Wouldn't you have some?
No,
they're not going to do it. He's not doing it. Joey, I'm here to listen. It's okay. He's not doing it.
Deal.
Now, what does explosive mean? That's like saying somebody's prominent. Like, define explosive deal.
Wouldn't you think that means Tatum if it's going to be explosive?
Yes.
Tatum, but not with the understanding.
Well, Joey, I mean, are you talking about in regards to Anthony Davis, it's going to be explosive?
That's what I'm hearing. I'm saying,
well, listen, what would you expect? I mean, what do you expect? It's Anthony Davis. It better be explosive.
But not for 1 year. So why would he do it for 1 year?
I'll tell you what. If New Orleans watched Brad Wanamaker last night, he shouldn't.
I would still do it for 1 year. And I don't think there's any guarantees. But I think you have a pretty good feeling in knowing that if this team is going to be as good as they will be with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and Al Horford, Marcus Smart, and maybe I can keep Jalen Brown, Marcus Morris comes back. Boy, I can offer you more money, and I'm in Eastern Conference Finals, or I'm in the NBA Finals, and we're challenging Golden State. Anthony Davis ain't going anywhere. I don't care what his dad says.
So they went and got Kyrie.
That's what Danny Ainge is hoping, that he falls in love for a year. You know,
he would.
That he don't leave. But that's a huge gamble to take.
No, it's not that big a gamble. Because when you look at the landscape, so Los Angeles is going to move on. So once the Celtics make that deal, L.A. can't sit there and do nothing for the next year. LeBron's getting a year older. They have to go and try to get Kawhi Leonard there. They have to fill.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Joey, there you go. So Anthony Davis.
Right,
wait a minute. Lakers are out.
Gotta go back to work.
Lakers are out. So now where does he go? The Knicks have to make their big deal in this offseason. They just traded Porzingis, and they opened up all their money. They have to go get two prominent max contract guys this year. The Knicks are out. So where does he go? And if he's been in the environment of the New Orleans Pelicans, a third-class NBA organization, and he's going to come here with the history and next year play with Kyrie Irving and challenge for an NBA championship, what's not to love about that? That's what Danny's looking at. It all favors Boston. And that's why you keep...
I get it if he stays. I just don't think it's worth it for more than 1 year.
But you said that like five times.
I think the
bottom line, because you mentioned Tatum numerous times.
Risk.
What do you think his biggest problem was?
Now, I don't want to speak the obvious, but obviously...
the obvious point that he was making, he doesn't want to give up Tatum. But you
that's
have
explosive.
To. Yeah, you but know, you have
the
to.
The reality is that it's like anything else. I mean, don't you? You have to take gambles once in a life, once in a while. You have to just look at the situation and say, I know it's not 100% that Anthony Davis is going to stay with me. And hell, it's not maybe not 100% that Kyrie does, you know, but I'm willing to take that risk because I think the odds are pretty good. I'm going to keep both of them. And if I keep Kyrie here, if I get Anthony Davis, I'm keeping Kyrie, right? Kyrie would be here. That's the only reason why I get Anthony Davis. And I don't see Anthony Davis not like playing with Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and everybody else in this city.
He's playing in nationally televised games on a regular basis. New Orleans doesn't do that. They're actually playing in a nationally televised game tonight. They're on the TNT game tonight with Anthony Davis getting booed every time he touches the ball. But he doesn't get that opportunity. They don't have the facilities. They don't have what Boston has. They don't have the history. They have none of that. They're the freaking Pelicans. Pelicans. So, I mean, I think he's going to come here. The Los Angeles thing, the doors close in the offseason. That would be the one opening, the one place he could go to. All right, I did get a text. Did get a text here. And we are going to have in the next 20 minutes or so, we will have
the
hidden
audition tape
you've
ever heard.
Fourier actually tried to convince the brass here, okay? The management here, the prominent people here, that he could actually
do these
Red Sox broadcasts.
Berman screwed me.
You did.
Berman screwed me.
You should have got a chance. Yeah. So we got it?
My guess is there were another 12, 15, 80 people.
You know how many people
after
there were?
After Berman. For you, a lot of people.
You know what? I was going to say, I thought you were asking how many people actually
sent in. How many people sent in tapes?
520.
Really?
520.
Yeah, and you know what number I was? Number
520.
One. No, I was number 520. One. I was number one. And then Berman screwed everything up.
You were 520.
520 people.
You should go
sent
ask.
In,
I'm going to ask the prominent people.
Ask
I'll
Finn
find out
who they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.